AC, Bhakti Padam Sankhya Prabhupada,
Hari Gajaya, Namacha,
Hari Das Thakur, Gijaya, Kramsa Gahal, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Gaur Bhakti, Vindhi Gijaya, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopada Shama, Kundra Radha Kada Gini Govardhan Gijaya, Shri Vrindavan Dham Gijaya, Navadap Dham Gijaya, Gangja Manatasya Vajiribi Gijaya, Nandavari Vaishnava Vindhi Gijaya, Samabhata Bhakti Vindhi Gijaya, Gopram Nandi, All Gartha Samadhoris, All Gartha Samadhoris, All Gartha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Vishvaraya Krishna Sai Bhujale Shri Hari Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shanyavani Vashnata Desha Tarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Mukti Gaur Vasudevaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Bhavani Kamsa Shri Verse 19 Suresha Kasmana Hinasi Vajram
Suresha Kasmana Hinasi Vajram
Purasti Tehi Vairidhi Mayam Samsayastana Gareva Patra Sanishpala Kripanarte Vayachana
Sanishpala Kripanarte
Vayachana
Sureja Kasmana Yomani Vajitana Purasti Deva Yomani Vayamo left hand and retaliated by using it to strike the head of his elephant.
as Indra's attack was a disastrous failure. Indeed, Indra's elephant was injured and thrown back 14 yards. Therefore, even though Indra stood with a thunderbolt to hurl against Vritrasura, he was doubtful, thinking that the thunderbolt might also fail. Vritrasura, however, being a Vaishnava, assured Indra that the thunderbolt would not fail, for Vritrasura knew that it had been prepared in accordance with the instructions of Lord Vishnu. Although Indra had doubts because he could not understand that Lord Vishnu's order never fails, Vritrasura understood Lord Vishnu's purpose. Vritrasura was eager to be killed by the thunderbolt manufacturer according to Lord Vishnu's instruction because he was sure that he would thus return home back to Godhead. He was simply waiting for the opportunity of the thunderbolts being released. In effect, therefore, Vritrasura told Indra, if you want to kill me, since I'm your enemy, take this opportunity. Kill me. You will gain victory, and I shall go back to Godhead. Your deed will be equally beneficial for both of us, and do it immediately. Text 20. O Indra, King of Heaven, the thunderbolt you carry to kill me has been empowered by the prowess of Lord Vishnu and the strength of Didichi's austerities. Since you have come here to kill me in accordance with Lord Vishnu's order, there is no doubt that I shall be killed by the release of your thunderbolt. Lord Vishnu has sided with you. Therefore, your victory, opulence, and all good qualities are assured. Wherefore, Vritrasura not only assured King Indra that the thunderbolt was invincible, but also encouraged Indra to use it against him as soon as possible. Vritrasura was eager to die with the stroke of the thunderbolt sent by the Lord Vishnu so that he could immediately return home back to Godhead. By hurling the thunderbolt, Indra would gain victory and enjoy the heavenly planets, remaining in the material world for repeated birth and death. Indra wanted to gain victory over Vritrasura and thereby become happy, but that would not be happiness at all. The heavenly planets are just below Brahmaloka, but as stated by the Supreme Lord Krishna, Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punar Arjunarjuna, even if one achieves Brahmaloka, he must still fall to the lower planetary systems again and again. However, one goes back to God if he never returns to this material world. By killing Vritrasura, Indra would not actually gain. He would remain in the material world. Vritrasura, however, would go to the spiritual world. Therefore, victory was destined for Vritrasura, not for Indra. Text 21, by force of your thunderbolt, I shall be free of material bondage, and shall give up this body and this world to material desires. Fixing my mind upon the lotus feet of Lord Shankarshan, I shall attain the destination of such great sages as Narada Muni, just as Lord Shankarshan has said. The word Aham Samadaya Mana indicates that the most important duty at the time of death is to concentrate one's mind. If one can fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishnu, Shankarshan, or any Vishnu Murti, his life will be successful. To be killed while fixing his mind at the lotus feet of Shankarshan, Vritrasura asked Indra to release his Vajra or thunderbolt. He was destined to be killed by the thunderbolt given by Lord Vishnu. There was no question of being baffled. Therefore, Vritrasura requested Indra to release the thunderbolt immediately, and he prepared himself by fixing his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. A devotee is always ready to give up his material body, which is described herein as Gramya Pasha, the rope of material attachment. The body is not at all good. It is simply a cause of bondage to the material world. Unfortunately, even though the body is destined for destruction, fools and rascals invest all their faith in the body and are never eager to return home back to Godhead. So this is the speech of Vritrasura to Indra, advising him to throw his thunderbolt instead of his club. His club was useless because when he threw it, Vritrasura grabbed it and he clubbed Indra's elephant with, and Indra fell over and with the elephant. So the club was useless. Whereas the thunderbolt was prepared by the instruction of Lord Vishnu, and therefore it could actually kill Vritrasura very easily. So why Indra did not use the thunderbolt? It looks as if he had doubts. Vritrasura, however, did not have doubts about the efficacy of that weapon because of Vishnu. So therefore, here he states that you have to use that weapon, the thunderbolt, And if you use a thunderbolt because it is prepared by Vishnu, then certainly you can kill me. So we see that Ritasura had faith in the will of the Supreme Lord. Whatever the Lord wills, happens. So that is the faith of a devotee. One who does not have faith is in a weaker position. He may have a little faith, and sometimes he may doubt whether this will happen by the Lord's will or not. But Ritasura was very certain that the weapon, the thunderbolt, would kill him because it was the will of the Supreme Lord. So whatever the Supreme Lord wills can happen. And you can save a person who's about to die, if it's the will of the Lord. And even if you're alive and you struggle to stay alive, if the Lord says you must die, then no one can prevent that. So if you're, the will of the Lord is there, then anything can happen. The Lord has such power that he can make possible what is impossible. What should happen, according to normal standards, can be counteracted by the Lord's will if he wants it to happen. So what is very difficult to accomplish is easily accomplished by the Supreme Lord. So if he wants something to happen, it will happen. If he doesn't want something, it won't happen. And whatever he wants will happen, definitely. So that is the power of the Supreme Lord. Such is the shakti of the Lord, that the devotee has belief in that and faith in that. Whereas the materialist or the demon or the doubter will not have faith in that. So Ritasura had great faith in the ability of the Lord and his willpower, etc. Of course, without using the weapon, of course, Vishnubhaya's will also could have killed Ritasura, but according to this pastime, he's allowing Indra to do it with the thunderbolt, so therefore the thunderbolt represents the will of Vishnu. So the will of the Lord is actually unavoidable. One cannot counteract it in any way. However, the Lord usually does not contradict laws of Dharma, laws of karma, etc. He allows things to happen according to those laws. But then again, there are special cases where he will do things contrary to Dharma or contrary to karma, or contrary to the material workings of the material world. So it's the famous example in the Mahabharata that the, he adjusted time so that the sun didn't set at the right time, just so that things could go on according to his will. And he stopped the sun from moving, which normally cannot happen. And he did it very easily by his willpower. Normally karma cannot be counteracted, but of course we do know that bhakti destroys all karma. Even then, the Lord allows a pattern of karma to remain for the individual just to show that karma works. That's the normal position. So devotees' karmas are all destroyed, yet there's a pattern of karma going on anyway, and it looks as if he's suffering. As in the case of Ajamil, all of his karmas were destroyed when he named his son Narayana, but still looked like he had karmas after that point. And it's the point that the Yamadutas came and grabbed him, etc. But actually, that's only an appearance of karma arranged by the Lord. So he keeps that arrangement there. But even in those cases, sometimes the Lord will destroy all karmas completely, immediately. Yeah? And then the person will disappear. We go to the spiritual world immediately without having to live any longer. So sometimes a person realizes the Lord, immediately they'll disappear. That's the will of the Lord. So without going through further karmas or apparent karmas for a certain period of time in life, he suddenly finished all karmas, gives up his body, goes to the spiritual world. So therefore the Lord sometimes acts in unusual ways, contrary, but normally he acts within the normal laws of Dharma and the laws of karma and the laws of the world. He doesn't usually counteract, but sometimes he will do extremely opposite things. Just to show that
He is the possessor of Achintya Shakti, extraordinary power. And no one should ever doubt the ability of the Supreme Lord. So that, of course, is the case when Krishna showed Mother Yasoda in his mouth, the whole universe existed. So, but simultaneously, Mother Yasoda looked outside and she saw the universe outside. So how is it possible that the universe can be outside of Krishna and inside of Krishna simultaneously? It's either one or the other, it cannot be both. And yet it was inside and outside Krishna. So that is an example of Krishna illustrating something which is impossible for normal perception. There cannot be a contradiction like that. The world is outside, the world is inside. It cannot be both, it's one or the other. But yet, it was both. And Mother Yasoda saw the universe inside Krishna, and she saw it outside Krishna also. And everything was in Krishna. When she looked inside, she saw the universe inside Krishna. But then in there, she saw Krishna inside the universe, inside himself, which is even more impossible. Krishna was inside himself. She looked in the universe and there she saw Vrindavan and the cows and Govardhan Hill, and she saw Krishna there. And she saw herself there also. And then she looked at herself and she saw herself outside also. So all this happened by the will of Krishna. In fact, he doesn't have to will anything. His Lila Shakti does the whole thing. And he doesn't have to exert any effort at all. So therefore the Lord has this extraordinary will, and when he wants something to happen in a certain way, it will happen. Our position, of course, is that we do not understand what the Lord's will is in many cases. So we don't know. We are very confused. And not only we, but even the devotees, the great devotees of the Lord, and the Nityasiddha devotees of the Lord are confused about the workings of the Supreme Lord, what his will is. So this is stated by Bhishma and Kunti and others. We do not know what is your will. This, of course, concerning the battle of Kurukshetra, why the battle takes place, and whatever, and the manner in which it took place. And nobody could understand what Krishna wanted ultimately. So that is stated by the devotees. We do not understand your plan. That is also the nature of the Supreme Lord. He does not reveal everything to everyone. One of his qualities is gambhira. He is very deep or profound or inscrutable, and no one can understand what he is thinking or what his plan is. He doesn't reveal to everybody or anybody, so they don't know. That is one of the qualities of the Supreme Lord. For that also he has a purpose, and his purpose is ultimately is to create a certain pastime in which there is a great surprise for everybody. And finally, after the pastime is over, then everybody understands that is what the Krishna wanted to do. But before that point, they don't understand. Yeah? So, because we are in another time period, then we can look at the battle of Kurukshetra and from a distance and see all the maneuvering and everything that takes place, and we understand the will of the Lord and how what he wanted to do finally. But when the people are within that pastime, they don't understand it all. It's very difficult for them. And only after the pastime is over, then everyone appreciates the cleverness of Krishna in arranging things in certain ways. So Krishna is also very clever, so that in doing all these arrangements by his will, which no one can understand, many purposes are accomplished simultaneously. So the demons are killed, or the demons are punished, the demons are restricted, dharma is restored, etc. All of these things happen. And more important, the devotees become satisfied. The devotees become full of bliss. Because through all of this, finally, the Lord unites with his devotees, and his devotees are very peaceful. So, therefore, the Lord uses his extraordinary power in order to increase rasa and increase ananda with his devotees. That's the ultimate purpose. And simultaneously all these other purposes go on as far as material world is concerned. So therefore the Lord has extraordinary powers, and those who are devotees will have faith that this is the will of the Supreme Lord. So those who are doing sadhana bhakti should have that faith also. And therefore it is stated that the devotee, though he is afflicted by various obstacles and circumstances in this material world, does not give up the process of bhakti, even though bhakti is said that bhakti destroys all karmas. It looks as if he's still going through karmas. So does the bhakti function or not? You may have that doubt. Because he still has karmas, still gets suffering. So the real devotee does not have doubt. Rather, he understands that the karma has a certain purpose, and if the Krishna wants to continue the karma, fine. It is for his own purification. He accepts that as the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And he does not give up bhakti, rather he continues his devotion to the Supreme Lord. And in doing so, he gains the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, the devotee must have that strong faith in the will of the Supreme Lord. He may not understand what the Lord is doing. Nevertheless, he simply accepts his conditions in this material world, even if they are difficult. And he continues to worship the Lord with great faith. So here we see that Vritrasura had that great faith. His position is a little peculiar, unique, because he actually wanted to die, because he was in a demon body. So therefore he's telling Indra, now you use your thunderbolt and then you can kill me and I'll be very happy. So the normal case is when enemies fight, enemy wants to be victorious, doesn't want to be killed. Indra doesn't want to be killed, and Vritrasura should not want to be killed. But in this case we see Vritrasura, in spite of the fact that he was fighting in the beginning with all of his soldiers, he's actually telling Indra that I don't want to live, you have to kill me. And you have to use your thunderbolt to do that. So he is actually giving a lecture to Indra to be able to have more faith in the Supreme Lord and understand that the thunderbolt is full of all power and that it has the ability to kill Vritrasura. So therefore you should use that. Vritrasura has complete faith in the plan of the Supreme Lord, whereas Indra seems to have some doubts about it. So therefore Vritrasura, even though he's a demon, is encouraging Indra to have faith in the Lord's powers. So it's a little bit of an opposite type of circumstance. Usually the demon just has no faith in the Supreme Lord. For instance, we see that Ravan fights with Ramchandra, and he says, oh, he may be the Supreme Lord or whatever. I think he's just a person who's done a lot of punya, so therefore he's a great king. So that's how he thinks of Ramchandra. Or the same with Narasimhadev. When he sees when Hiranyakasipu sees Narasimhadev and thinks, oh yeah, this is some trick of Vishnu, that's all. And Vishnu is not so powerful, so I'll kill him. No power. So they have no faith. That's the demonic mentality. But here we see he was the big demon. He had great faith in the Supreme Lord and understood that the Supreme Lord is supporting the Devatas, therefore I cannot win. And he wills that I die also. And the unique position here is that as a Nasura, he was a devotee. Moreover, he was very eager to die also. But he would have to die also fighting, as that was the proper mode. He could not just simply give up and say, kill me. He had to also fight. But he was encouraging Indra to use his thunderbolt so that the act of killing would take place more quickly. So the reason for this is that the devotee is eager to meet the Supreme Lord. And the higher his bhava or prema is, the less he tolerates separation from the Lord. So the sooner he meets the Lord, the better. So in this case, his demon body was an obstacle to meeting the Lord. He could not meet the Lord in the demon body, he had to give up that body. and get a devotee body. So therefore, he was very eager to give up that body, and therefore he says, you must kill me very quickly. So he was in a rather unique position as an asura because he was actually a great devotee of the Lord.
Radhika's mistake, Hatunawa, is because of the Lord's will or his own fault. How can we know whether it's the Lord's will? Oh, well, the Lord's will is one thing. We do activities, we can ask, well, it's the Lord's will that I choose this or choose that. It's the Lord's will I do sinful activities. It's the Lord's will that I do this. No, that is not the Lord's will. The Lord's will is when we want to do things in a certain way. That is not sinful activities, but we're trying to do things for the Lord or whatever, and somehow it doesn't succeed, and we keep trying, it doesn't succeed, and we keep trying, it doesn't succeed. Then maybe we think, maybe it's the Lord's will, we don't do it this way, we have to do something else. So it's not that everything we do is under the Lord's will, but a certain way of doing things may be under the Lord's will. So in all activities, we do have a certain responsibility. That responsibility is try to please the Lord. So if it's within that scope, fine. Then we can try one thing or the other. And one thing may be more pleasing to the Lord. That's his will. So that is what will be successful. Something else, which is we try to do, may not succeed. So therefore, that's not the will of the Lord. Well, they're both devotees. Indra's a devotee of the Lord. He's put in that position because he is a devotee. Though we do see that periodically he does have problems or whatever, as when he put rain on Govardhan Hill. That, of course, is explained as being an arrangement of the Supreme Lord. We can't blame him for that. Vritasura was in a demon body, but he actually wasn't a demon. So he was a devotee. And his devotion was stronger than Indra's devotion. That's all. But he was in a demon body, so therefore his faith was greater. So he actually wasn't a demon.
Garantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srimad Maharaj ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki,